This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. Last week, the Obama administration moved to crack down on for-profit career training colleges. The so-called gainful employment regulation could shut down hundreds of degree programs if they don't end up putting graduates in well-paying jobs. Here to explain more about what's being proposed is Kelly Field, who writes about federal higher education policy for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What are the most significant changes this policy would bring about, and how many colleges, how many universities could be affected?
Sure. Well, basically what this rule would do is judge institutions based on whether their graduates earn enough to repay their student loans. And it would look at their debt-to-earnings ratios and their default rates. It would affect 8,000 programs at institutions and potentially shut down hundreds of those programs, most of them at for-profit colleges.
And how is gainful employment being defined?
Well, it's being defined as whether a certain percentage of your students are able to repay their debt using 8% or less of their income or 20% or less of their discretionary income. It also looks at whether 30%, if 30% of your graduates are defaulting, then you would also fail the test.
Who's on board? Who's in favor of this? I know this has been tried before, both in Congress and by the administration.
Exactly, yes. This rule was first proposed several years ago. It was shot down by the courts in 2012. And they felt that one of the tests that the department was using at the time was arbitrary. That was a loan repayment rate. The rule has been opposed by for-profit colleges from the beginning, and they were the ones who challenged it in court. Student advocates, consumer advocates, are generally supportive of the rule, but they don't feel it's strong enough. Originally, the department was talking about providing some debt relief to students attending these poor-performing schools, and they took that out of the latest rule.
Is there a feeling that the for-profit colleges are seen in a certain light, and is that perception right? Have there been enough reports that Congress has seen to make them reasonably concerned about what's going on at many for-profit colleges?
Yes, well, you know, the administration has a pretty well-established mistrust of for-profit colleges, and Democrats in Congress do as well. Senator Harkin did a big investigation of the sector a couple of years ago and wrote a very long report detailing his issues with the sector. They do have a higher percentage of students defaulting on their debt, and they have higher dropout rates. You know, the for-profits would argue that they actually graduate more students than community colleges do, or higher percentages of students, but they do have much higher costs and also much higher default rates.
Kelly, considering, as you said, folks on neither side are real happy about this, in many cases that usually seems to be a good sign, but is this a big enough step? Does it feel significant to either side, or can they both, in essence, brush it off and then we'll end up in court again and it'll be blocked? What could prevent it from being blocked, I guess?
Sure. Yeah, I think this definitely will be going to court again. The head of the Association for For-Profit Colleges called it a sham. The department had convened another rulemaking committee to try to draft a new rule this fall. They couldn't reach consensus on it, and the department so was able to put out their own proposed rule. They've made very clear that they're still unhappy with this rule despite the changes, and that they have strongly hinted that they will be challenging it in court.
Kelly, I wonder.
The department is pretty confident that it will survive because they took out the piece that the judge had ruled was arbitrary.
Okay, so, but at this point, what are your expectations, I suppose, if I could ask it that way? Going forward, is there a feeling that even if this gets blocked, is this going to continue to be a fight? Is this a case where this is Democrats versus Republicans, or is there a mix of people on board on either side?
There aren't a lot of Republicans that support this. You know, both the top Republican on the Senate Education Committee and the chairman of the House Education Committee came out with statements opposing it. I think if we get a Republican administration in the White House next time around, then we'll see, you know, less scrutiny of the sector. But there's probably going to persist these divisions, these party divisions, and, you know, over for-profit colleges and concern about the sector's outcomes.
Kelly Field writes about federal higher education policy for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Kelly, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Earlier today, I spoke with the president of Grand Canyon University, Brian Mueller, to get his reaction to the Obama administration's proposal. Do you think the administration is unfairly targeting for-profit colleges with this policy?
I think the administration has every right to rein in higher education in terms of the costs that are going to students, the debt that's being incurred, and the length of time it takes to complete degrees. Higher ed for the last 20 years has outstripped the average increase in cost of living by a multitude of many. And so to try to put in some regulation to get higher ed to figure out how to make costs more affordable for students and for students to get through programs that lead to jobs in reasonable amounts of time, I believe that they have a right to look into that. Do I think it's unfair? Apply, any regulation should apply to every university that's regionally accredited. It should not matter what your tax status is. And so whether you have a for-profit status or a not-for-profit status, whether you're private or you use public funds, those things shouldn't matter. Anybody that's offering regionally accredited degrees should be held to the same standards.
Do you think the policy is too much of a blanket policy, in essence, sort of putting all for-profit colleges in the same group? It seems like Grand Canyon is trying to do something a little bit different, the way you have a campus, the way you've got an athletic program. It seems a little bit different than other for-profit colleges.
It definitely is from that standpoint. I think globally speaking, however, there should be policies that apply to regulations that apply to regionally accredited institutions like Grand Canyon University or Arizona State University or Notre Dame or Purdue or Stanford or any of those schools, and there should be a separate set of regulations for vocational technical schools that are nationally accredited. That's where the big difference is between the regionally accredited schools that offer liberal arts programs and four-year baccalaureate degree programs versus nationally accredited schools that offer certificate programs or nationally accredited degrees that are very definitely very, very narrowly vocational, technical in nature.
Will Grand Canyon be acting to fight the policy shift? Can you give us an idea? If so, how?
No, we will not be active in fighting it. We'll support the regulations, but we will ask that they apply to everybody. Globally speaking, I am for deregulation, not further regulation. And I think across the board, I feel that way about healthcare, about Wall Street, about higher education. But I will acknowledge, being part of higher education, that things have gone on too long in terms of tuition rates and room and board rates and fees. They just keep climbing, and students are taking out $100,000 or $150,000 worth of loans in order to get through school. They're not going to be able to pay that back. And so I think regulation, some amount of regulation is necessary to get this thing going in a better direction. We feel very strongly about where we're at because we've frozen room, board, tuition, and fees for 5 years in a row on our ground campus. We've frozen tuition at our online campus 2 years in a row. The average debt levels of our students are very low, comparatively speaking, and in fact, as we move forward, they're going to be going lower. So I'm encouraging other people within higher ed to do the same thing. So for that reason, I would support the regulation in this case because something needs to be done.
Are you frustrated at all by the perception, even if people don't really know what Grand Canyon is, because it's a for-profit college, they go in with a certain mindset about it?
It's dissipating to a great extent from a Grand Canyon University perspective. Higher ed has been financed. Tuitions have never covered the cost to deliver higher education to students. State universities get huge subsidies from the state to supplement what students can pay and what students can get through Title IV. In our own state here, they'll be asking for upwards of $900 million this year to support their efforts. Private universities are heavily dependent upon endowments and using the interest off endowments in order to reduce tuition. But they haven't been able to do a great job of that, which is why private school education is so expensive. We simply have an investor model. When we build our business plans, we ask investors to support those plans. And when investors do, and we use that money to build out our campus and to provide new classrooms and laboratories and dormitories for students, when we can produce high-quality education at very low cost and when it's at no expense to the taxpayer, in fact, When we actually make a contribution as taxpayers, if our investors get a reasonable return as a result of those things happening, we think that's America. We think that's how things should work. And so what I get frustrated with is those two words. It's for profit. It is possible to offer very high quality education that is at very reasonable cost that benefit students and Arizona tremendously, and our investors getting a reasonable return as far as putting their money at risk. Those things can work together. And that's the story I'd like to tell rather than just use those two words for profit. That's kind of what that can be frustrating.
Brian Mueller is president of Grand Canyon University. Brian, thank you for the time today.
Thank you.